This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's Resource Centre. It's the Endeavour Hour. Now, Endeavour works with growth stage companies from all types of industries, and they tend to see similar trends and challenges that companies face. Unlike startups, later stage growth challenges are far more complex and specific. Joining us today is Dato Sisi Ngai from Firuni Seremesh, and we're going to cover why large companies still need mentorship to grow. Now, Sisi was selected at the 65th International Selection Panel at the Bali ISB in July, making him the 14th Endeavour entrepreneur and 10th Endeavour company from Malaysia. Welcome, Dato. You've been on BFM a few times, but maybe you can just give us a brief overview of your business.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Sisi. I'm actually in the town industry, and a lot of people perceive this as actually very traditional. So my job is very simple: to make the town industry more sexy and become more lifestyle industry, so that we can attract a lot of new Gen Y to come to the industry.
And the company is only, what?
6 years old.
It's only 6 years old, right? So what's so unique about Firuni, and then how is it changing the tiling industry?
Yeah, I think that actually we make our whole industry, like I say, make it actually that is can see a bright future, that make it very interesting so that we can attract a lot of Zen Y. So after 6 years, actually, we can see it's very distinctly different compared ourselves and the traditional business. So now we have a lot of professionals and come to join us. I think the one key thing that we do is we make the traditional not traditional.
Mm.
Yeah, this is actually the basic.
And your company, how many staff do you have at the moment?
Now we have about close to 190.
190. And your business is B2B and B2C.
Yes, you're right.
B2B and B2C. Okay, now, so when you're trying to revitalize a traditional business like tiling, what are some of the unique challenges that you face?
Yeah, actually, there's actually a lot of challenges. I think first thing, definitely, because everybody look at this as a sunset industry, that nobody want to join. I think that's the first thing. And second thing, that actually nothing interesting that let people feel proud to be joined the industry as well. I think that's actually the key to challenge. So what we do in the past 6 years, that how we actually from the perspective of the people start changing from our facade, our showroom, then change our product to actually beyond square and rectangular. And how actually we operate our store that actually give customer a great experience. Of course, with our people, how we can actually moving people forward, how we can cultivate our talent.
Okay, so 6 years, 190 staff, and you've got now 8 Firuni retail service outlets in 6 states. How big do you want to grow? And in what way do you want to grow?
Yeah, I think now actually we're running this actually entire business city. This let us feel very interesting that we can cultivate a lot of people. At the same time, when we also actually impact to the community in a different way. I think that's my goal, is actually one, to bring the entire philosophy, to bring it on board to the international level.
Okay, so what's this philosophy, international level?
Actually, basically, now what we are running actually based on the 4 key purposes that we are running. First, how we can actually cultivate our talent to let everyone to become a superstar. Second thing, that 10% of our profit, how we can impact the community in a different way. And number 3, there's always that we can transform the industry, like I say, make thing interesting and become a lifestyle industry. Of course, the last one is the value-based organization, that we want to run our business in the right value and right matter.
Okay, I know your marketing tagline is what? Affordable luxury.
Yes, right.
Affordable luxury. Now, so you've of course been selected working with Endeavour. What were some of your initial perceptions of Endeavour?
Yeah, I think I actually heard from some of friends that actually say that this Endeavour is actually non-profit organization. Actually, in fact, I was very curious. Actually, I do a lot of homework. What actually talking about that, because it's actually free of charge.
Yeah,
and they give you a lot of things. I ask myself, is that real? This is actually always in my mind. But after that, I gone through, they actually is very, very interesting. The whole process and whole journey with Endeavour.
Okay, so when you went to meet Endeavour, what were some of the challenges in your business, and you know, how did they help you in that area?
Yeah, I think this is one of the things that actually very interesting, because when we always in our own industry, that we try to be very our perspective and everything, we try to very narrow, and we always think that there's only one way to actually achieve our goal and objective. But after that, go through the whole journey with all this mentor, that we can see that a lot of actually way of doing things, at the same time, is actually really open up our whole perspective, how we should look at the business and how we can run our business in much more effective way.
Mm. So who are your mentors? So in what area of your business did these mentors come in?
Okay, actually, there's a few. Let me just quote one example that actually this guy, this mentor from Time.com, he's the one who always asks a lot of questions. Well, he's actually one of a very tough mentor, but this is also very meaningful to us. Because in the past, we actually try to continue to expand our business, build more store, and actually employ more people to grow our business. And after actually give us a different perspective. Why don't you double up your existing store instead of actually keep expanding? You actually will be increase your capital, increase your people, and increase your expenses.
Yeah,
this is actually the different perspective actually he giving me, and actually asked me to rethink what I should do.
Mm.
Yeah, they should really change my perspective.
Okay, so and when in terms of increasing your current stores and all that, what were some of the things that you did in terms of increasing your existing stores? And did that advice come from a mentor, or was that something that you had to think for yourself?
Yeah, I think the mentor will always give us a lot of actually example. I think that one thing that's very simple that he gave us. He asks us a lot of questions like how many actually customers walk into your store and how many actually customers you serve a day and all these things and so forth and so on. So actually, there's one very simple that actually he gave us the instinct is, if you can actually double or triple of your visitor, your sales is totally automatically, you can actually make it double or triple. Wow, that actually really lead me to think, wow, sometimes it's just a simple thing.
Sometimes it's simple things, and we're so close to the industry, we cannot see that.
Yeah, there's always a blind spot as an entrepreneur, actually, especially in our own industry.
Okay, so now it's 6 months already you've been working with Endeavor. So what were some of the other things that you changed?
Yeah, I think now actually we are very focused on how we want to actually get more visitors. I think first thing, how we can get more visitors coming to our store and let more people know about Fruni. I think they actually really, we actually now start doing a lot, because in the past, what we do is very organic. We do it slowly, take our own sweet time and waiting for customers to do a referral. Now, actually, we are more proactive how we can actually reach out to the people and how to get more people to come in the store so that we can actually double or triple our revenue in one store.
What is one way you get more customers in?
Yeah, this actually now, this actually mentor also giving a lot of ways, either in the Facebook or either in the newspaper. So we need to actually really find out how we can actually get it through. Mm. Yeah, this actually they ask us, because the mentor is always good, is they always actually leads us to the problem. They ask us to think about the problem and how we can draw it out, the entire thing that lead us to solve the problem.
Mm.
This is actually how mentor actually leads us to do.
Okay. Now, where do you see Fruni Ceramish in 5 years, and how can Endeavor help you there?
Yeah, I think it's actually very interesting and very different about Endeavor is because they actually they have run of a very structured way to actually mentoring us. They can go very in-depth on actually the whole selection. From actually the entire process, they can actually know and how they actually can help us to see our own weaknesses and the challenges and the problem. I think they actually really that make us much more solid and actually make us stronger. I think they actually one thing that actually they did very different compared with just a normal mentor. I think they is something very good. Second, I think that because now and that way we already have 26 countries, they actually can bring us to reach something that we never think that we can reach. I think there's one of the examples during my Bali, this selection. Actually, one mentor, actually, I shared with the mentor, say, I want to actually go to Facebook, but I got nobody can bring me there.
Mm.
Then the mentor just say, no problem, next time you come, I can just bring you there.
Okay.
Wow, this is actually simple example.
Okay, so the connections they have. And I guess when you want to look at your business, you don't want to just be Malaysia. You want to be a global company, and you've got this network, this global network.
Yep, okay. Precisely. Because, you see, when we meet up to the different mentor from the different industry, they always give us a very refreshed, innovative idea compared with just always only use the same idea running the same town industry. I think they actually really make us very, very different.
Okay. I'm here with Dato' Sisi Ngai from Feruni Sarimation. Why large companies still need mentorship to grow? This is the Endeavour Hour. Stay tuned to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Resource Centre. It's the Endeavour Hour. I'm here with Dato' Sisi Ngai from Feruni Sarimation. We talk about why large companies still need mentorship to grow. So, Dato, you know, why do you think companies like yourself, it's a fairly large company, why do you still need mentorship to grow, and why is mentorship important to you?
Yeah, I think there's, like I shared just now, I think why we need mentor is actually very simple, because when we run a business, I feel that for my personally, that knowledge is very important to me. What kind of knowledge? Let me just put an example, like how actually we can make a thing done. When we see a different mentor, we can see a lot of way actually can bring us to the next level. I think they actually really led me to think different. This is actually like one of the mentor that actually asked me, how do you actually use your capital and how you fund your capital? One simple question. Actually, there are many ways that you can borrow from a bank, you can actually from friends, or you actually get an VC or private equity. There's a lot of way to getting things done in a different way. I think that's actually number one. Number two, also, I think when we actually have a different mentor, that always actually we can catch up the latest. What are the things in the market that we probably don't know? I think they actually will be set us to ready. First, how to catch up. Secondly, how actually make our business much more innovative, and we can actually always in front of other people. I think that actually that why I want to actually continue to have mentor, to increase my knowledge, to actually to catch up the world trend. Of course, from the different industry, we always can catch up a lot of innovative and crazy ideas.
And you're extremely active within the ecosystem. You have a support network that's outside Endeavour as well, and you're part of many, you know, entrepreneur organizations, right? What do you think are the kinds of access that Endeavour provides that you could not have acquired on your own? Is it the global part that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think definitely, like I shared just now, actually now Endeavour already have 26 countries. Actually now there's so many people actually that we can meet up. Besides that, we can actually look at a lot of different industry that Endeavour also create a platform that actually we can know each other and we can learn from the peer from 26 countries. And a lot of actually network that we cannot connect, like I think now we actually get a connection to go to the Howard School, to study, and actually we have a lot of actually access to EY. They have one of the program called EY Vantage Program. They can actually allocate some of the resources to help us to solve our specific problem. I think this is true.
So it doesn't need to be a mentor in the tiling industry.
I think actually the more interesting they actually from different industry, because they actually will give you a lot of different perspective. Like I say, crazy idea.
Okay, now the Endeavour's model also revolves around entrepreneurs giving back to the next generation of entrepreneurs. So you are no stranger to giving back. So what appeals to you about this model, and what are you doing in this area?
Okay, actually, we're doing quite a lot of different projects to impact the community. One of the projects I can share is this Feruni Tiling Academy. This is actually something very interesting, a program that we do. Basically, our whole idea that how we want to change the perspective of people, because in the past, no one want to become a tiler. This actually entire... This is now we want to change the perspective of the people, how we can actually make this job become a professional, let people to feel proud to be part of it. So this actually entire Talent Academy we built is actually a six-month program. What we do is we want to train the people not going to continue to the school, that we train them to become a professional. And this actually six-month program is all funded by Feruni. So our thinking is very simple. After we teach them to how to catch a fish, 6 months later, they become on their own.
Yeah.
I think this is actually something that we always think, how we can build a sustainable CSR program.
And they will use Furuni tiles.
Hopefully.
Well, hopefully,
yeah.
Right?
But this actually is totally, it's actually just, we are looking about the community, how we actually will bring the lower income group to the next level. At the same time, we can help the industry. This is actually our intention.
Okay, so this is one of your giving back process. And this has started already?
Now, the structure everything is ready. Now, we need to finalize our syllabus. Hopefully, by very soon, that we can start our intake already.
Okay, you know, and having gone through the process, the growth with Endeavor, right? Why do you think entrepreneurs should go through the Endeavor process?
I think very simple, when you go through the process, I think first thing, definitely you will know very clear where is actually the area that you need to improve on.
Yeah.
First thing. Second thing, that actually you have a lot of people from a different industry can help you to grow your business much more effective.
Okay.
And number three, that a lot of mentor will give you a lot of different idea and, as I say, always I like to use crazy idea that how they can bring you to the next level. I think that's actually the reason that, you, of course, the last one, you can actually access to a lot of different networks like share the Howard School, the EY Vantage program and all these things. I think this actually really will bring us to the next level.
And then one of the things you said, you know, effective, right? Mm-hmm. So effective does not mean faster.
Yes, of course.
Huh? So, yeah. So you know, in this case for you, you know, like you want to have more outlets, but doesn't mean that that's going to be effective. So yeah. Growth can be another way, and it doesn't have to be fast growth.
Yes, yes. I think that's actually, that as I shared just now, I think this mentor, why you need this mentor is actually always can clear our blind spot. That's actually the thing that we cannot see, even such a simple thing.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is actually how we say that it's actually how to effectively run our business, how effective that we can actually run using our capital. It's all is actually about effective.
Dr. Sisi Ngai from Ferrini Ceramish, now Endeavor Hour, why large companies still need mentorship to grow. You've been listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.